Welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. This week, we highlight the remarkable achievements of the tourism industry over the last year. And in our No Jamaica feature, we head to St. Thomas. Stay with us for an enjoyable time. I'm Kadisha Watkiss. $3.5 million visitors came to Jamaica in 2014. That's an amazing figure for a country with 2.7 million people. This figure represents cruise and stopover visitors combined. The hard work of the tourism and entertainment industry in raising the standard of brand Jamaica continues to pay off. It's the second consecutive year that the island has recorded more than 2 million visitors. The figure for 2014 surpasses the over 2 million stopover visitors recorded in 2013. And the expectation is that things can only get better. For 2014, Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says increases were seen in both stopover and cruise ship arrivals. The month of December also recorded significant figures for the industry.
We had a very strong December with the increases of 5.9% in December over 2013 with 213,129 arrivals. And cruise ship was also up 12.6% for December.
For the January to December 2014 period, the island welcomed just over 2.8 million stopover visitors to its shores, an increase of 3.6% or 70,000 when compared with 2013. Dr. McNeil says growth was recorded in all the major markets targeted by Jamaica.
Stopover arrivals out of Europe grew by 10.7%, while arrivals out of Canada increased by 5.2%. Stopover arrivals out of the U.S. grew by 2% overall. The inflow of visitors from Asia also increased by 9.2%.
Cruise visitor arrivals also went up last year. In 2014, the island welcomed just over 1.4 million cruise visitors, an increase of 12.5% over the 1.2 million recorded in 2013. In other words, Jamaica welcomed over 150,000 more cruise visitors in 2014.
All the main cruise ship ports in Jamaica registered an increase in arrival. Falmouth saw an increase of 19.5% over 2013, or 125,000 additional visitors, while cruise arrivals in Ocho Rios grew by 7.7%. Montego Bay recorded an increase of about 1%.
With this level of performance, more success is sure to be in store.
The figures or preliminary figures for January are very promising, and the reports out of the market are that we will have very strong winter season and things are shaping up for the summer.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. In our No Jamaica feature, we look at St. Thomas. Situated at the southeastern end of Jamaica, St. Thomas is probably best known as the birthplace of national hero Paul Bogle and the site of the 1865 Morant Bay Rebellion. Historical sites in the parish include the Morant Bay Courthouse, Morant Bay Lighthouse, and Bath Fountain. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next week when we look at other developments in the tourism sector. For studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Kadisha Watkiss. The next time you enjoy a sumptuous meal of fish, conch, lobster, shrimp, or other seafood, make sure you thank Mother Nature for our wetlands and our fishers for the work they do. Did you know wetlands like mangrove forests, marshlands, seagrass beds, rivers, and coral reefs are sanctuaries for young fish, protecting them from harm? Did you know wetlands are also valuable natural resources that provide a source of employment for many Jamaicans through the fishing industry? What can you do? Save our wetlands, save our fish. Safeguard our future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.